But everybody, if everybody would turn on Satan and give their heart to God, Satan would be just a little bump on the here and there, and nothing be happening. It'll close him down. But see, people talk crazy talk out of unbelief because they don't read the scripture. They don't listen to the Spirit of God. And then when somebody start talking like that, like you done fell out of space. And you talking faith, and they talking ignorant stuff. But God, just because they are ignorant and want to maintain with that, that had nothing to do with you and me. If we choose to go with God, God said, I keep my own. No man pluck him out of my hand. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Great is he that's in you and he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hallelujah. So fear will operate Satan. That's what he tried to distract or put in you. If you won't fear, he can't mess with you. Oh, he'll challenge you, but you always win. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So he maintaining, he propelling all things. The entire physical and spiritual, listen, the entire physical and spiritual universe. The entire. Along with it. Predetermined goal. When he himself and no other. So forget about Buddhists, Muhammad, and all this other stuff trying to deceive you like they got something to give you about saving you and cause your life to be affected. It's garbage. He himself and no other. He alone that brought this. Let me finish reading it. He himself and no other has by offering himself on the cross as a sacrifice for sin, accomplished purification from sin and established our freedom from guilt. Glory to God. Established. He did it by himself. He had brought you freedom and he established you free from guilt, and you should never allow guilt and shame and disgrace and those things that come to put you down, because you didn't go to Harvard, you didn't go to Yale. But if you had an opportunity to go there, praise God. But don't let the devil use that to put you down. Amen. Tell him I've been to the school of HG. Yeah. And HG can get you to Harvard and Yale if you want to. I don't care if you're 95. If you want to go. You understand? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. So back to John 1. John 1, and I think I stopped at verse 3. All things were created through him, and without him nothing created that was created. In him was life. The life was the light of mankind. That's what this is. I'm reading from the modern English version. The light shined. Now listen to this now. The light shined in darkness, but darkness had not overcome it. Now listen, this is what the Lord said to me. And I'm going to read it because I never thought of it this way. And I'm going to read it to you. Light shines in darkness, and darkness is not able to comprehend it. Darkness is not able to receive light. I never thought of it. Darkness can't see, receive light. Think about that for a minute. That's why Satan is what he is. He set himself up and he can never receive light. God is light. He's God's enemy. He's your enemy. He said darkness cannot receive light. So light dispels darkness. It just dispels it. It can't receive light. But watch what he said on further about this. He said, darkness cannot receive light, so he dispelled darkness. Hallelujah. Isn't that good? So he did. Let me locate myself here now. Dispel darkness. But you are, and he is the light of life. I should say, darkness cannot receive light, but you can. Because you got born again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, you can receive light and life because, but darkness can't. So since darkness can't, God dispelled it. And that's the reason why he tried to deceive you with cunning stuff. He don't want you to get a full revelation that you are in the light and can't nothing mess with you. Can't nothing stop you. I mean, stuff, they came against Jesus. Jesus was unstoppable. He walked in the full power and the authority of God. And we are the one with him. We have the potential of doing this. But when we listen to other stuff, he only took instruction from his father. He only did what his father said to do. But we too many of us, we'll dilly-dab over here and dilly-dab over there, and that's what gets us in trouble. And we'll get to church hopping and church jumping and this and that sound good, and we run over there. We ought to be in this word to find out what the Holy Ghost is saying. And y'all know I'm preaching good now. And that's why so many of our lives get all shattered and messed up, because we won't get settled and fixed on the truth of the word that comes from God. We listen to what some man is saying. You got the teacher in you. You all let him talk to you while I'm talking. He ought to be able to say some things about what I said further than what I said to you, so it can become revelation to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So let me go on. Light. So he, darkness cannot receive light, so he dispelled darkness. But you can, and so he became the light of your life. So he lights up your life when you receive him. And he fills you with his goodness. You must continue to be a receiver of his word. It is your daily bread. And he gives you his life to live each and every day. The interest, Psalm 119, verse 130. The interest of thy word give us light. That's who he is. That's what he does. I want to go back to John in just a minute. And put the interest of thy word give us what?
Light.
It give us what? It not only give light, but when it give light, you can understand why you ought to confess the word, why you ought to pray in tongues, why you ought to walk in love, why you ought to walk by faith. It gives us light. You know why you ought to be faithful to 10. These settings that you got, you're on a job, you're employed with an employer, and you're supposed to be there 5 days a week, 8 hours a day. You don't go up there 3 days a week and expect to get paid 5 days. You respect that man. Now, why can't you respect God? We set these up that we assemble on Wednesday and Sunday, right? And we take off. And we expect God to be faithful to us. You disrespectful. And you're honoring man above God. And God can pay you way better than any man. I'm talking good tonight. I know I am. I know I'm on it. But we wonder why the thing won't work, because you're not working it.
All right.
You're half working it. You're stabbing at it. Thank you, praise team. Thank you, all you guys. Thank you. But when we sing, we ought to give it all we got.
Amen.
We need to stop dilly-dabbing around talking about your feeling. Forget your feeling.
Come on, preacher.